Have some sleepy heads here tonight. Sleepy head bodhisattvas. Listening to the drone of cars going by and the occasional police siren, and just the drone of human activity as we sit here in stillness. We could be anywhere on the planet. That could be Stockholm. Could be New York, could be St. Petersburg, anywhere close to some street. Same sounds, humanity just. Om Nam. In stillness, when the mind is clear like space, this drone is empty. Doesn't drag you along. Instead, the bodhisattva of compassion opens up. And that silence with a mind that's clear like space, what are we contributing? This point that we get to in our sitting practice, this stillness. This is indescribable what this is. By just stopping, being dragged along by the drone of human experience and participating in it from a different level. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. That's why, you know, when I think in the Diamond Sutra, when it says bodhisattvas don't abide in the idea of a body or a soul or a being, we recognize this activity, not that it's meaningless. Obviously, everything has an effect on everything. But just from the point of view of how to manage energy, manage yourself in this world the way it is, what does that mean? You know, to me, that's a mind that's clear like space. Space contains everything, but nothing can affect it. It's not like tossed around, like on the waves. It's beyond the reach. It's nirvana. It's not any different, actually, from what I understand. It's my own limited understanding, but nonetheless, the difference between a mind that's clear like space and nirvana, there isn't any. Now, getting dragged along, sure, happens. That's why we have to keep coming back to the practice, because, you know, it's like taking a bath. We get clean, and then we feel more invigorated and ready to go and do it some more. So this never-ending thing that we're involved in, as long as we have this body and we're in this world, you know, we have to do it. We have to become clear and still share on a different level. You know, that beyond our conceptualization of what unlimited generosity or kindness is, it's not anything we can grasp from our thinking. Our limited understanding of this current position we're in. It's already there. It's like, I don't need to add anything or try to make it better or try to get somewhere. It's already there. The whole universe is exploding. Boom, there it is. It's not somewhere to go. How can you go anywhere? You're already part of it all. You're already it. Where is there to go? You're it. There's no place to go. Yet, you know, we're playing a part here as individuals in this circus, in this journey of life with all these other human beings and other beings. We're playing a part. So what's the part going to be? What are we going to do? I sit here and I think you probably do the same. And I deliberately invoke compassion for all living beings. Does it work? I don't know. Am I doing anything? Probably not. Do I care? No. It's better than being angry and hostile. And you know what I'm saying? It's like you have choices in terms of what you do with this mind of yours. And as I'm listening to this drone of traffic going by, I'm feeling these all these different mind energies, you know. And of course, I can do that because I'm part of it. I'm the same drone. You know, I still have desire nature. I still have all this stuff going on, my karma, you know, all of that. So I can recognize it everywhere. I don't have to, you know, see it as separate. I don't have to see this mind going by as separate from my mind. It's all mind. Contriving things and creating things, sure. You know, it's all there. And you can recognize it. You know, you don't have to be fooled because you're part of that. You have an ego. You have a sense of self. You understand what it's like to project. You know what it's like to be, you know, needy, wanting something, all of those things. So that's all going on. Okay. But still, there's a seed planted. There's this, you know, it, or whatever you want to call it, I don't care. But it's getting to the point that it doesn't have to be this way. Approach it differently. Sitting with you guys, I just got excited tonight. The first thing that hit like a ton of bricks was traffic going by and recognizing I could be anywhere on the planet right now. Anywhere. It's the same. That was pretty cool. You know, rather than getting caught up in the individuality of it, you know, Sarasota, Florida. I'll just say one more thing and then I'll shut up. It reminds me of this story about the Aborigines and our first travel to the moon and space travel. And these scientists are sitting with these Aborigines and saying, wouldn't you like to go to the moon? And the Aborigine says, shit, I can go anywhere I want anytime. I don't need a spaceship. So go wherever you want, you know, it's fine. Thoughts?
In this, I appreciate the talk and the noticing that some of us might be a little tired. That's good.
Yeah.
And the drone, you know, like the getting caught and getting dragged and all that kind of stuff. So I'm in that right now. Okay. That's what's happening. But when it's there, you know, it's like it's very different because, you know, there is the vantage point of it going on and it being there and, mm-hmm. you know, knowing something's there. Catching yourself when you're lost in thought, you know, like completely like, oh, wow, I just checked out there for a while, whether it be in meditation or during the day, within the multitudes of things and people and just a general overwhelm. I'm appreciating that now, you know, doing my best to observe it and observe without judgment. And it's difficult. It's really difficult. I can definitely say after a good amount of practice that the scenario is much better and ongoing, though. But it's still, it is challenging.
I'm with you. I mean, life is challenging. Well, humor is a good thing so that we can maybe not take it so seriously, you know, like getting lost in thought, like you were just saying about, you know, whether it's sitting or in your day and you're just realizing, where the hell was I just now, you know? But when that happens and you have some insight, it can really be funny sometimes. It can be, you know, it can be serious sometimes, like an emotional needing to adjust to, oh yeah, I've held on to this. I've held on to this thought about myself and life for such a long time that it's dominated my experience to such a degree that I get lost in it. Yeah. So you don't take it as a joke, you know, but it is a joke. It's okay. I sit here quite often just doing exactly that, getting lost in it. But like Buddha says, nirvana is available to all of us. So thank you for joining me tonight. You guys are wonderful. And